Hey guys, Pastor Burton here. Time for a quick coffee break. And really, this time, I'm going to go over a couple little really big update. I'm going to explain what's been going on. I know here on the podcast end, we went a couple weeks without anything really being posted. Well, what's going on? Well, as you know, I kind of switched away from a podcast format to recording our services live and sharing it, here. Now, with that said, problem was is our soundboard went down. Like, it just completely went poof, bye. Initially, we were having trouble in-house, so people could hear me because, we're in-house. I could raise my voice, not a problem. But then as we found out, we started having troubles online. We were having troubles recording, and it kept cascading, and it went out so fast we didn't even have a chance to really get ahead of the curve. And fortunately, we've been blessed with a brand new soundboard. Some of you are like, oh, didn't we hear this in the past? Yes, last year we had an issue with the soundboard. The decision was made not by myself, but by the board and some other people to go out, and they bought a refurbished soundboard. And unfortunately, it didn't last very long. This time, however, different story. We were blessed a 100% brand new in the packaging, the wrapping, the whole bit, extended warranty, the full Monty on top of that. We did a few other upgrades in-house, which have really helped out, the praise and worship and just the overall sound of things as well. Of course, as many of you know who are local, we do a movie night at the end of the night, or not the end of the night, the end of the month. All that stuff. We've tested it out. It's been working wonderfully. However, it's my own fault. Working through these issues, I kind of got sidetracked and lost a little bit of my focus because I was focused on some other things. And I apologize because I let the podcast kind of slip. But I'm making it up to y'all. Of course, I'm going back. I'm pulling up. I keep all my notes. I do. I keep all my notes going back the whole bit. That way, if I do need to refer to something or whatever, or like in this case, record something, I can. So as many of you have noticed here as of late, the last couple months or so, it's been flip-flopping. It's like, oh, we're live. Oh, wait, we're doing a podcast format. Well, what is it? Well, right now, I'm going through. I got all my notes. Of course, it's a little different than a live sermon, which is always a good thing, because one service to the next story is a little different, too. You never know where those rabbit trails are going to take you. However, I'm going through, and I'm recording each and every message from scratch for you so that you don't miss anything as well, because I realize that I have an obligation to y'all. Y'all have been loyal. Y'all have been following me for the last few years. As I started up the podcast, following through with my ministry and everything, and of course, with Be the Light, and now being lead pastor at Cross Christian Fellowship Route 66, which of course has absorbed the Light as well. It's all together, and I know a lot of you stuck with it. You expect a certain thing, and I don't want to let you down. I want to make sure that you're being fed. So I'm re-recording everything. It's all going to be out there. You're going to see, kind of a little dump here as I record things. And as you're going to see, once everything's kind of caught up here, you're going to start hearing things recorded, through the new PA system, as I'm delivering the message live. During our services there at the church. In addition to that, I have promised that the coffee break is coming back, and it is. I actually have a coffee break episode recorded on video. I need to compress it and pull the audio and all from it. Matter of fact, on the YouTube page, I'm probably just going to go ahead and post the video for y'all. Of course, for those of you who follow on Rumble, you will find the video there. I might even, now that I'm thinking about it, clip it and throw it up on TikTok for those of you who follow me there. So lots of good things happening. I apologize. I know it's been a little time consuming, but that's what's been going on there. So everything's getting spun up. You're not going to miss out on anything. You know, I thank you for your continued support. Of course, if you have questions, if you have prayer requests, if there's something you'd like to hear me talk about or elaborate more on or break down, you know, whatever, don't forget, I love to get those emails. You know, those emails and all those messages, they all come directly to me. I see each and every single one. So, you know, go to our website at www.thecross66.org. That's thecross66.org. And you'll see a section there towards the bottom where you can send an email. I will get that email. Of course, matter of fact, I'll even just throw it out there right now. Burton@thecross66.org. That comes directly to me. You know, if there's something private, you let me know, you know, that you don't want your name included in anything or anything. So like if I'm praying with somebody or anything for you, I'll keep that private. Not a problem. If it's personal, of course, I keep it private anyway. You know, however, you know, if there's something that you'd like to ask and you don't mind me putting your name out there, it'd be like, you know, hey, you know, I got this, this message from so-and-so or this letter from so-and-so, you know, I'm more than happy to give the credit out there for you as well. So, you know, if you're okay with that, let me know as well. That way, you know I can use your name. Otherwise, I'll just kind of default. I'll keep it private and everything. If it's something that, you know, you want me to pray over, you don't want me to share anything, don't worry, I will. You know, unless basically when you message me, unless you specifically say that you want me to share it with other people, I will keep it private. I will not identify you in any way, shape, or form. Okay? So with that said, again, thank you. I love you all. Remember, you're all loved. You are blessed. So go and be the church. Catch you next time.